Rescue crews in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, are working feverishly to try to save 9 miners trapped in an underground coal mine. The miners were stranded more than 200 feet down when they accidentally drilled into an abandoned mine shaft filled with water. One group of miners escaped by wading through water up to their necks. Another group remains trapped in a 3-foot-high, 12-foot-wide chamber. Jeff Young, a reporter for West Virginia Public Broadcasting, is in southwestern Pennsylvania, where the Kew Creek mine is located. He says that rescuers believe the trapped miners are still alive.
They're using seismic equipment to try to detect tapping noises from the depth where they think the miners are. And as of about 11:30 this morning, they were hearing some tapping noises that they could detect with the seismic equipment. As far as the miners that have emerged, the only thing I've heard is via the company spokesperson, who indicated that the reason they were able to get out is because the 9-man crew that was farther along in the mine radioed ahead and warned them to get out. And if you look at it that way, those 9 men who were trapped underground saved 9 other men's lives.
Is it clear whether there's water in this chamber where the miners are trapped, or whether it continues to rise?
It's presumed that water is filling the mine. Of course, the rescue workers are, in addition to attempting to drill into the chamber where they think the miners are, they're trying to pump as much water out as they can so as to keep the water level down.
And one of the concerns, I guess, is that the water at that level is very, very cold. So if the miners are submerged in that water, there could be a real danger of hypothermia.
The officials did mention the risk of hypothermia. You know, this accident happened somewhere around 9 o'clock last night, and the drilling, if it's successful, could take up to 18 hours. So if they're sitting in water, cold water, they're going to be there for a long time.
Can run through exactly what the rescuers are trying to do. You've mentioned they're trying to drill some holes. What else are they trying to do?
They have drilled an air hole roughly 6 inches across. They're trying to maintain the pressure levels so as to keep the water from rushing into the chamber. And, of course, the big thing is to drill this escape hole. They have a special drill which arrived on the scene this afternoon, which will drill roughly a 30-inch across 300-foot-deep hole, they hope, right into the chamber where these guys are trapped.
How did this kind of mistake happen? Why were these miners drilling in that area? How did they manage to drill into an abandoned shaft without knowing that it was there?
Well, you know, Pennsylvania, like most of the Appalachian coal field, you know, it's been mined for more than a century. So it's not uncommon for a current mining activity to be near an old abandoned one. The Pennsylvania law requires for an active permit to have at least 200 feet of solid rock between the active mine and the chambers of the abandoned mine. But, of course, all that is based on the assumption that you have accurate information on your map, which apparently these guys did not have. The spokesman for the company, a Black Wolf Mining Company, says they thought they were at least 300 feet away from the old mine. This old mine shut down operations sometime in the 50s. After it shut down and there was no longer activity in there, it filled with groundwater, of course, and they thought they were far away from it, and apparently they were right next door to it. Their continuous mining equipment drilled a hole right into this well of water.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome, John.
Jeff Young of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reporting from the Kew Creek Mine in southwestern Pennsylvania.